My name is Beatrice, and this is another podcast. The coronavirus has been nothing but overwhelming, stressful, and upsetting for many Americans over the last few weeks. The pandemic has had a major impact in college life. One minute, we were all on spring break, and in the next, we are all on worldwide lockdown. Some students, like me, were lucky enough to be safe and sound during this unfortunate event. Others were not so lucky and could not go home to their countries or states. Therefore, many institutions like AIC, for example, were providing them emergency housing, which a few internationals took advantage of. These are the facts. Coronavirus is not a joke. It is not something to take lightly. The disease causes a respiratory illness like the flu, and it has many of the same symptoms, which include coughing, fever, and difficulty breathing in more severe cases. You can protect yourself by washing your hands frequently, avoiding touching your face, and avoiding close contact with people. By now, everyone is very aware of the symptoms and what is needed to be done. Emotionally, this virus has essentially ruined the last semester for seniors who are graduating. Students graduating this spring have worked hard for 4 full years or more to get their degree, and even now, they are not going to experience the walking across the stage, which is the graduation. For many student athletes, the spring was the last semester to play the sport that they love. Many students at AIC are from places around the world. We have international students from different parts of Europe, New Zealand, Pacific Islands, Canada, and so much more amazing places. I'm myself from Europe, and now things are looking rough on the other side of the ocean. I believe that everyone that is there at the moment is extremely concerned with how to turn this issue around. Many students will not be coming back for the fall semester next year, either because of graduation, transferring, or simply because students' lives have been upended by this global pandemic. These students never got the chance to say goodbye to their friends, professors, coaches, mentors, staff members, coworkers, and anyone else that they cared about in college. It may not seem like it matters so much now, but later these students will feel like it's a loss. Not being in school, having to live in isolation is hard enough. Most students are restricted from all social contact outside of social media. Doing classwork at home is difficult to keep up with for some. This is not only happening in schools in America, but in every other facility across the globe. Italy, for example, right now is exactly how people viewed the apocalypse. Empty streets, no traffic, stores and bars closing, every non-essential business is closed, restaurants can only do takeouts or delivery, mails are still working, and grocery stores are limited to the people that they're actually allowed in. With these new changes to our everyday routines comes an opportunity for reflection. It makes you really think about your life in a new perspective. This is a non-expectation feeling that we have at the moment that makes us realize that life is not something to take for granted. With me, Guy, a student in Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey, has some thoughts to share. Guy, do you believe that this has impacted the daily college routine of a student? How so?
Hi. Yeah, I feel like our daily life was impacted much like any other individual. College students live very attached to their community, to the school we study in and the campus we share. I think everyone is missing their friends and roommates, and certainly I believe we were not ready to become isolated and switched to like this online class scheme that suddenly and still continue to be as focused.
I completely agree with you. Do you think students like us will view life in a different perspective after or if we go back to school in the fall semester?
Yeah, that's a very interesting matter. I think if we're lucky to resume our normal lives by next semester, hopefully everyone is going to appreciate the small things we all miss more and try to make more social plans instead of avoiding them, since that's definitely the biggest change we all miss.
Thank you so much for your thoughts. The hope for this pandemic is that we finally reach the peak. And the peak is when the curve of the infected population with the virus reaches its maximum. As soon as the peak is reached, the pandemic starts to decrease, and we are all gonna finally slowly going back to our old lives. I ask you now to be safe, strong, and fight the urge to go out with friends or family. Do what you have to do right now so that in the future you won't have any regrets. Take responsibility of your own acts and be thoughtful for others. This virus may not affect our generation that much, but it does still kill people. Hopefully, if everyone continues to do their part, many of us will be back to school in the fall. Thank you.